So we're going to start this week with a story. Okay?
Why are we going to start with a story?
Just because we are. Here we go. There was once a castle guarded by the fiercest army the world had ever seen. But one day, a rival, weaker army from the next village along tried their luck. They attacked the castle with all their might, but the fierce army, they could not be defeated. Triumphant, the fierce army waved their swords in the air, but they didn't kill the rival army. Oh no, they invited them for tea, which made them really happy. They didn't even need to plea. The rival army were embraced by the fierce army, making the fiercest army the universe had ever seen. And all of this happened through the kindest of gestures. It all happened because they invited them for tea. And I'm sure you will agree, you don't need a bachelor's degree or even hepatitis C for all of you to see, to make people very happy. Just invite them in for tea. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
That was really weird.
I know, it's a bit surreal, isn't it?
What was that?
Well, it was just a little thing that I knocked up earlier.
Fair enough.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. It's podcast 5. It's jam-packed today. I mean, hold on to your seats, because it's going to be bloody mental, I tell you. Oh, dear. I'm just thinking about all of the stuff that we've got to get through today, Ben, and I'm just...
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be good, though. It's going to be good.
Is it? Yeah. I only have your word for that. I don't know what's coming.
I know.
It's a surprise to me.
It's like a challenge to you. Well, the first thing today of note is that Ben thinks that I swear too much, okay?
You do.
I do. Oh, do. Jam! Why is it doing that?
Oh, oh no.
Ah!
No. Sneaky.
It's ruined it. Ruined! Oh, the bloody CD players in this place. Anyway.
Language.
Because Ben thinks I swear too much.
You do.
What's going to happen is I've found a pot in here, okay?
Yeah.
And literally today, what's going to happen is this is going to act as a swear pot, okay? And in my pocket...
Do you have a list of words that count as swear words? Because there is a grey area.
There is a grey area, but to be... I mean, I may regret saying this, but I'm going to let you be the judge on this, okay?
Okay.
You've got to be prepared for debate, okay? If I disagree with you, then, you know, there's got to...
Yeah, if you disagree with me, you're likely to swear more, so... I mean...
Well, that means I will be...
Where does this money go?
Well, I'll be putting more... And genuinely, this is going to happen. I'm going to give all of this money to charity, okay?
How do I know that?
I will. I'll prove it to you. I'll print out a bank balance or something. But anyway, I have said the B word already today, so...
Several times.
I'll count it as one.
Okay,
so I will put in... I'm not putting in £2. Jesus.
No,
not this early on. I'm getting all the good big coins out of my pocket. I will
You're gonna
put
find
in
a single penny now. Aren't you?
No. I mean, we'll start off small. I'll put in 20p. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Right.
It may go up during the rest of
it. Probably will.
It almost certainly will. No! Oh, God's sake! Right. Get the right one. Here we go. Come on. It's that time again. And welcome.
Which time? I keep forgetting which bit of music this
is. You know what this piece of... It's How to Have Fun with Duct Tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the one recurring feature that we have. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be teaching you, once again, how to have fun with a roll of duct tape. All you need to join in with this interactive feature is a roll of duct tape, which I have in the studio here.
Hooray!
Although it has deteriorated a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're running out of duct tape.
Because we used quite a lot earlier in the week. But anyway, today... we are going to teach you how to have fun with duct tape in terms of making a belt. Because it's a thing that I found, you know, the youngsters of today, you know, they've given up on belts, it's falling down, the trousers are falling down.
Yeah.
I can only put it down to the fact that people can't source belts. There's a world shortage.
There just aren't enough belts out there in the world.
There's not enough. So, if you are in this predicament, if you are finding yourself without a belt, thank God that you've got me and Ben, because I'm going to teach you how to make your very own belt with a roll of duct tape. All you need to do is rip off about 2 foot. 2 foot of duct tape.
Right.
Okay. And you need to stand up, obviously, for this to work. Yeah. Okay. And
you're going to do this to yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to do this to myself.
Okay, so I don't have to stand up. That's
well,
good.
Well, the thing is, I'm... you've got a belt on, haven't you?
I do, yeah.
See, I've...
I'm not in this predicament.
Exactly. You don't have this problem. However, I don't have a belt on, so... What you do is you... you have to be careful that you're not wrapping anything else up inside the duct tape.
Yeah, because that can be very painful.
Exactly. Indeed. So, you are on the front of your trousers, you just slap it on the front, and you wrap it round. You wrap it round and round and round and round and round.
Bear in mind that if you are of a larger physique, you will be using more duct tape than someone of a slimmer physique. Are you sure you're making a belt there? You look like you're making like a corset or something.
Well, at the last minute... This feature has changed.
You know those things that women buy to make their backsides look more backside-like.
Oh yes, the sort of wonder pant things.
Yeah, it looks a bit like those.
That's kind of what I've done.
Not that I'm around those very often.
Yeah,
it's kind of around the midriff.
I mean,
area.
I have to say it's comfortable and it is also practical. So there.
Practical? How?
Just is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
I'll have to take your word for that.
Now, last week I tried to do a bit of poetry, didn't I? While you threw paper at me. But it didn't really work, did it? Because...
I enjoyed it.
But, I mean, the poetry wasn't enjoyed on the level that I felt it deserved. The thing is, I used to be quite a little poet. I used to write poems quite a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. And I found some that I wrote.
You found some?
A little while back, and I thought I could share it I thought I could share it with
sure
all the listeners.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah. I mean, it's five little... what do you call it when two lines rhyme with each other? It's got a special name. Do you know?
I did know, but I don't know now.
Okay. Two. Anyway, I've got five of these that I'm just going to share.
If you are listening and you don't enjoy poetry, then you make a cup of tea or something.
Yeah. I mean, don't stop listening. I mean,
we'll keep it playing because obviously, you know.
Exactly. We need the views.
You won't know where the
precisely.
The next bit comes in.
Okay. Yeah, but you might enjoy it. I mean, just keep an open mind. It's going to be. Here we go. So. Some nice... and each of these have a little bit of a backstory to them as well. Okay, so this first one was written after I passed my driving test. Okay, just after I passed my driving test. Here we go. I'm driving like a maniac because I just passed my test. And if I were a woman, I'd be whipping out my breast. What do you think?
What? Would you really, though?
Yeah. This one is...
How old were you when you wrote this? You were a very, very, very perverted young child.
Well, I just passed my test. It wasn't that long ago. Anyway, this one is about milk. I've always hated milk. Ever since I was
you
about...
You can't go from the last one to milk.
Yeah, of course you can.
No, you can't.
I've got artistic license.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I went off milk when I was about...
I bet you listeners are wishing you went and made some tea now, aren't you?
I went off milk when I was about a year old, and this is about my hatred of milk. Here we go. It looks like a load of spunk, and the taste resembles shit. But my primary concern is the cows providing tit. That's three, isn't it?
Swear jar.
£3 in the swear jar.
You knew that was going to happen.
One, two...
Oh, I'm disgusted.
Okay, that's it for the swearing, okay?
You sure?
This next one is about... I work at a garden centre, and when you there's trolleys, and the thing you have to do at the end of the day is collect all the trolleys. And we've got these big compost trolleys, and what you do is you have to stack them one on top of the other. Okay, and this is kind of a this is kind of a health warning about stacking trolleys. Okay.
Oh dear.
When stacking trolleys to be pushed, you best be on your guard. Yesterday I crushed my knob and now I can't get hard. I mean, does that count as swearing?
I think it should. What are you doing?
Tempe.
Who are you?
This one's about Guinness.
No, you can't just keep going. Stop.
It's about Guinness.
I have to think about the innocence
fine.
Of people here. Just stop.
I do enjoy a Guinness.
No, you
and
don't.
I'll drink a pint or two. But then my stomach gurgles and I really need a poo.
That one wasn't quite as bad.
I know.
This last one's fine. Oh, yeah. Just like all the others.
I needed another poem so I could boost it up to 5. But this one can't end rudely, so I'll just say cheese and chives.
You are very strange.
So it's time for our new feature. It's Battle of the Beards!
Do you want to explain where this is going?
Okay, I will. Thing is, Ben has a beard, as we all know. I haven't shaved in a few days, okay? And this is the extent.
Really?
Of, believe it or not, I haven't actually shaved.
You look clean shaven.
I know, it's shameful, isn't it?
Yeah.
However, you know, this is beard for me. This is full-on beard. So we're going to battle your beard and we're going to battle my beard. Through a series of trials, okay? Now, the first one is what I call the kind of the knowledge trial. You know, if you have a knowledgeable person, he's got a beard, he strokes his beard, and it makes a sort of noise, okay? So if I go first, because it's not... Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Do knowledgeable people do that? Suddenly go mental and start sort of feverishly... scratching against the
face. Okay, so now it's your turn. It's your turn. Battle of the beard, and we need some music to... Here we go.
What was that? I can't...
There we are.
I can't get it.
Okay, so that's trial one. Trial two is called the playing card trial. We've done this before, but... Hey, we're going to do it again. Take the card, and because this amplifies the noise somewhat. So this is the sound of a playing card being rubbed against my pathetic beard. Okay, and now it's time for your turn.
Why do you do that every time?
Because it's dramatic. Here we go.
Probably shave with one of these things, they're that sharp.
Lovely. Okay. Now the final thing that's gonna happen is where's my phone gone? Why are you not with my phone?
It's lost its phone.
Oh no! Where's it gone?
I don't know. Oh, is it? It's up there.
It's up there.
It's up on top of the thing.
It's fine.
Okay, we found it again.
What's gonna happen is we're gonna take a picture of each of our... Because normally we have a picture of each of us that goes on the podcast picture. We're just going to take a picture of our facial hair this time. And you, the listeners, have to judge which one's best. So I'm just going to come up to you now. And... There we go. Lovely. Okay, and if you take a picture of mine as well.
He's just reaching in there and... There's not an awful lot to see. There we go. Can you see it? Yes, you can. So, if you want to vote for either...
Oh, for crying out loud. No one is going to vote.
voted either Matt Beard or Ben Beard. And but the thing is, when we asked for responses, we get no responses, but we get really good figures. So,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, vote Matt Beard or Ben Beard.
Do they have a number they can phone or something? Do we get money for this?
Yeah, hopefully.
We should have a proper like phone in where we get money.
I know. We missed a trick there, didn't we?
Actually, no. That would be rubbish because no one phones in, no one votes.
But they would if it was a premium one. Have you seen Simon Cowell?
Yeah, he doesn't have a beard. I'm scared.
Oh, damn it! We're in a cave.
I'm still scared.
Listen to those drops. They sound a bit violent, don't they?
That's more... I'm thinking more corridor late at night.
It's a cave.
It's not a cave.
Cave. Ooh, echo! 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 Echo.
No. What was that?
It's a frog in our cave!
Okay.
Oh, no. That was quite loud, though. Oh,
Yeah, well, they can be very loud, those frogs.
Oh, no. Turn your phone off, Ben! God's sake.
That wasn't my phone.
Turn your phone off.
My phone doesn't sound like that. It must be the frogs. The frog must have his own phone.
And look,
he's laughing at us.
Put your chipmunk away.
Blooming frog.
It's not funny. No, that was actually me. I'm obsessed with cow noises. And look, you've aggravated the monster! Ah!
Oh, he's gone. We're saved!
Damn!
Still dripping, though.
No.
I need to pee.
I spoiled my climax. The monster was the climax.
Oh. Oh, well,
Even bigger monster!
Now you're just embarrassing yourself.
Right, it's interactive time, everybody!
What is interactive time?
It's interactive because we're all going to together do a magic trick. So, everyone at home, pause the podcast, whatever you're doing, and find yourself a pack of playing cards, okay? Find yourself a pack
of playing cards. Just hope that they didn't pause it at the moment you said pause it.
Okay.
Because then they wouldn't have heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they'd be stuck there with a paused podcast going, what do I do?
Right.
I don't know what to do.
So if you've come back to the podcast now, find yourself a pack of playing cards. Here we go. I'm going to give them to you.
Okay.
And you're going to do this along with the listener, okay? So open up your pack of playing cards.
Are there jokers in this?
No jokers at all.
Nope. Okay.
And give the cards a little bit of a shuffle. Give them a little mixy poo. You know, no one's been tampering with them. They're your cards. But, you know, just in case you suspect that I've been round your house.
Yeah, you've just planted some pack playing cards in every listener's house. Although the only listeners are me and you, so.
Well, we're crafty. Okay, you can stop shuffling there.
No, I'm going to keep shuffling. For as long as you're talking. Just carry on. I'll keep shuffling.
I've stopped. Because you need an unshuffled pack of cards at this point. They need to be stationary in your hands.
Yeah,
okay?
yeah.
Right, so look at the top card of your... Just to have a peek of that, okay? And then put it back on top of the deck, okay? Now, we're going to mixy-poo the cards up. If you take about a quarter of the cards and lift them up, okay? And turn them face down... face up, even. And put them on top of the deck, okay? And then I want you to take about half of the deck as well. Half of the deck. Turn that the other way up and put them on top of the deck as well. Okay. Oh, craziness. Oh, we've just been mixing away. Now, what I want you to do is spread through the deck. Some are going to be face up. Some are going to be face down. I want you to take the face up cards and put them aside. Just put them on the table or whatever is convenient to you. Okay. Now, you've got a pack of cards in your hand. Do you remember the cards that you originally looked at?
No. Yeah, I do.
You should. Yeah. You should.
Otherwise, that ruins it.
Get ready for this, everybody. Turn over the top card of your packet. Turn it over. Is it the cards? It's the cards you originally looked at. Woo! Mysterious. How is it done? Magic of the mind.
I'm going to check all of these cards now, make sure there aren't more of that one. Hang on, there's stuff written on these cards.
I know.
What are you doing?
Well, someone... I was in a bar once, and a lady... I was drunk, and I got a lady to sign a card, and I'm...
A Charlie.
Charlie, it was. It was a Charlie. It was a lady, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
So, welcome to Challenge Ben. This is Ben.
That's an idea completely not nicked from anywhere on YouTube.
Not at all. Not at all. And this is his challenge today. It wasn't nicked from YouTube, actually. YouTube also nicked it from GarageBand, which is what I nicked it from. Anyway. Today, I am going to offer Ben a challenge, and you can play along with this as well. See, I've got a bit of dance music as well. Anyway.
Bear in mind, I am probably not going to do this challenge.
No, it's a mind bender. It's a mind teaser. Okay, so... There was a thing in a place, right? There was a murder in a place.
Is that how this is going to go?
Like a
there was a thing in a place that did a thing. So who did it?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Who did it? Who did it?
Yeah.
There were three people. There was a murder, and there were three. It was like in a mansion, and they had three
Professor Plum
people,
in the kitchen with the lead piping,
and there was one who said. It was so it happened on a Sunday morning, right? And then on the Sunday evening, they questioned everybody, and the butler said that he was putting some stuff away. The maid said she was collecting the post, and what else? They have in a mansion.
Porter, the... No, not the
chef.
The chef!
The chef was sharpening the knives.
Oh.
Who was lying?
Give it a moment. Well, it was the maid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get no post on a Sunday.
It's always the fucking maid, isn't it?
No, it's normally the butler.
Money box. £2.
Oh, you are rubbish at this.
Okay, everybody, we've come to the end. Thank you for listening to the fucking... Oh, done that, right. Thank you for listening to the shitty... Thank you, cunts, for... Oh, for God's sake. Thank you, you fucking shit... But...
Oh. No, that was two.
Thanks.
That was two. Do it again. There we go.
Fuckers, thank... Oh. Fucking shit... Is that... Fucking... That's not my money gun!
You're running out of money here.
So... Oh, no! The money box has collapsed! The money box
The bottom
has...
just fell out of the money box. And there's money everywhere.
Oh, does that mean I don't have to give any money to anyone?
No, you have to give money to everyone now.
So let's count it up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pounds... 20, 40, 60, 73. £9.73 are going to a charity. Who should I give it to?
Me.